O God, take our minds and think through them, take our lips and speak through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. This is the night. We have gathered in this night, in all the night of our world, the night of our souls, all the nights we carry in us from the beginning of time. We gather in this night to tell the stories of our people, stories that have been told many times before. We heard the story of creation. Then we heard of attempted genocide that ended in the drowning of an entire army. And then we heard the story of a valley full of bones of people long dead, bones that represented people still living as lifeless as those bones. Tonight, we gather to remember all those nights. We remember tonight as our Jewish brothers and sisters at Passover. We don't simply remember in an assent that these things happened once in the past, but that we are remembered into them, that we join them and become part of the story as we claim them as our own story. And so tonight we sang, "This is the night, this is the night, this is the night," because this is the night. We believe that this is the night when all of these things happen. On this night, we know ourselves as part of them. We gather tonight and we hold together all the darkness of our world, all of the night. So this is the night. Not just the night we claim all of these stories, but we claim and hold within us all the night of our world. In this night, we remember not just the nights in Scripture, but all nights, because this is the night. This is the night when just 20 years ago, 15 families of students and teachers were facing the world without their loved ones. It's also the night when our country began reckoning with the fear of our children facing the threat of death in a school shooting. The night when we began to live with the terror of mass murder in a place we thought was safe, all because of this night in Columbine. This is also the night, many years ago, the night that Clara Hitler delivered a son. With the added longing of having lost her first three children, she must have been so full of hope for that child. Surely she must never have imagined the suffering that son would cause. Never imagined that the face she bore this night could become the symbol it is of the vast scope of evil of which humanity is capable. This is the night. The night when we hold these nights of our world within us. This is the night when people were lost, not just in Columbine, but in Sandy Hook, in Paris and Orlando, in a synagogue in Pittsburgh, in a mosque in Christchurch. This is the night that millions of our brothers and sisters died in Auschwitz and Dachau, in Syria and Sudan, in Russia and Rwanda. And this is the night that we each carry within us, the nights of those stories that make part of who we are. This is the night that one of my grandmothers holds her son as he dies of leukemia. And this is the night that my other grandmother waits and wonders how drunk her husband will be when he comes home. Tonight we hold together the darkness that I carry in my bones, and you carry the night of your family and your ancestors as well. This is the night of our souls too. This is the night we got that phone call. He didn't make it. This is the night of that diagnosis. This is the night we wondered if we mattered in this world. The night we weren't sure if there was a reason to go on. This is the night there wasn't just one particular pain, but the cloud of numbness that makes us wonder if there's any hope, any point to this struggle. This is the night we were so very alone. This is the night we wondered where the hell God was. Yeah, this is the night. This is the night. Gathered tonight in all of this darkness, we read how in the beginning, darkness covered the face of the earth. And then we heard how the Spirit of God swept over that darkness. Literally, we are told that the Spirit of God was hovering over the darkness. And there in the darkness, God speaks. And God begins to work and create this beautiful, amazing world we live in, and the beautiful, amazing people from whom we come, the people who we are. This is the night. Since the very beginning of the world, it's over the darkness where God has continued to move. It was dark when God heard the cries of the Israelites beaten down and brought them through the Red Sea on dry land, giving them hope and promise of a future. This is the night. And it was dark in the depth of that valley when God gave flesh and breath to bones and made them live. It was dark in the graves of a hopeless people who couldn't imagine the future for them or their children. Dark when God gave them a new start. This is the night. And it was night. It was night. It was darkest of all dark nights in that cave where the body of Jesus was laid. It was dark in that tomb this night when he arose. It was dark. It was night. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell. This is the night death couldn't hold him. Darkness couldn't overcome him. This is the night when he rose victoriously from the grave. So yes, my friends, this is the night. And that is our hope. Again and again in our stories, in our souls, God is most powerfully present in the darkness, in the night. This is the night we have gathered and lit a candle to represent this Christ, the light who has come into the darkness, the light the darkness could never overcome. This is the night. This is the night when in our own deepest hurt and suffering, we found some unstoppable joy that was stronger than the pain. This is the night when someone walked into our darkness and was the light that gave us the hope to keep going, to kindle that flame in us again. This is the night. This is the night in which the women walked to the tomb and saw the first hope of resurrection. Our story starts in the early dawn, in the dark, in the end of the night. They take spices to care for the body of this man they loved who had been killed. They came to care for all that was left of the man who had brought them so much hope, but now he was gone. But as the darkness waned with the coming light, they did not find his body. Suddenly, there were two men there, and they were terrified. They asked them a question. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Jesus was not in the tomb, and he wasn't whisked off to heaven away from the struggles of this world. In other Gospels, they're told that Jesus is going to Galilee ahead of them. What is in Galilee? Galilee is where Jesus had his ministry. It's where the sick, the hurting, the lonely, the terrified, the hopeless are. It's where it is still dark, still night. He goes ahead and they are to follow, and follow they do. Those women go and tell the story to the other disciples. They go and become the first to tell the good news, the first to proclaim he is risen. And they are not believed because the world has not suddenly become perfect, just as it's not perfect today. No, the darkness still exists, but Jesus is alive and working in this night. So they go from the tomb, they go forth into the world, because there in the world they will see Jesus. There he will be working still going to heal the lame, to make the blind see, and to bring good news to the poor. There in the night of the world, Jesus will be in the suffering, unable to be stopped by any darkness, even death. Triumphing over death does not mean that Jesus has left suffering behind, that he will live untouchable in pristine light. No, Jesus rises from the dead and heads straight back into the night, and he calls us to follow him there. This is the night. This is why we gather in the dark tonight, because here is where God is and moves, and here is where we run like the first women, because here we will see God too. We gather because we have been touched by the light of this candle, the light that has come into our darkness and the darkness did not overcome. We gather because once we know that this night is where God is, we know that it's where we must be too. And that is why we gather this night. We gather because this is still where God is present today, where God is hovering, where God is moving. And we gather because this is the night that we are made part of the mystery that God is giving new life to us and to our world. This is the night. It's the night out there, and that is where we are long to be. We cannot just keep this light in here. This is the night of our world, a world longing for light. Do you not know that you are the light of the world? It is for this night that you were born. You were born with some gift to transform the tragedy and terror of our world today. You were born with gifts that can heal the pain of someone who lives alongside you now. This is the night for which you were created, the night for which you were born, with light to shine where it is needed most. This is the night into which you must now go. So do not be afraid, for this is the night. This is the night God is moving over. This is the night God brought us into freedom. This is the night in which God rose up from the dead. This is the night in which Christ lives, and so do we. This is the night which the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it. This is the night of the light. This is the night of resurrection. This is the night of life. This is the night. This is the night. This is the night. Alleluia.